If you're reading this book, you might have a sneaking suspicion that the healthcare system has been taking advantage of you. Working Americans have their healthcare costs rise every year, and it's been going on for decades. You may be spending a large portion of your income on insurance premiums and deductibles and out-of-pocket costs. You may have switched to a healthcare sharing or high deductible plan to try to save money. Or maybe you're uninsured or even in debt because of medical bills. If you're an employer, you've probably seen your organization's healthcare costs rise. It's cutting into your profit and what you can afford to pay your employees. You are not alone. We are in a dire situation. The average premiums for a family's health insurance are greater than a typical family's house payment. Many Americans have such exorbitant deductibles, the amount they must pay out of pocket before their insurance plan kicks in, that they pay cash for all but the most expensive care. Tens of millions of Americans have medical debt in collections, and tens of millions are uninsured or underinsured, numbers that spiked due to the job losses caused by the coronavirus pandemic. The healthcare industry has made things plenty confusing for us when it comes to getting a fair deal. We've been made to think we need someone else to figure it out, and that it's too complicated for us to handle. The industry wants us to stay lazy and keep handing over our cash without asking any questions. The industry wants us to think there's nothing we can do. But the truth is, you can fight back and win. With the right tactics and persistence, you can push back and come out on top. You can stand up to the bullies in the healthcare system. Each battle will have varying circumstances and stakes, but similar strategies and principles apply. But before we get to tactics, let's get to mindset. What did I learn when I fought back for my parents in the incident I described in the introduction? Here's my first observation. It can be hard to push back. It may be time-consuming and inconvenient. It took me and my brother a few hours to make phone calls, gather records, email, and negotiate to understand what happened and defend ourselves from the unfair medical bill. I looped my sister-in-law into the conversation because she's a nurse who has worked for years as a nursing home administrator. It may take specialized knowledge, and it requires motivation. And even then, it is still a logistical challenge. If you're listening to this book, I am guessing you know this too. But there's also a payoff for the inconvenience. It feels good to stand up for yourself and save a lot of money. I also learned that it may be socially awkward to challenge the same people who were once my dad's caregivers. The assisted living administrator was a kind woman who genuinely cared for my family. And I had to point out where things went wrong with the care provided to my dad. That's no fun. I also had to deal with the subtle social pressure from the primary care group. They acted like my mom had done something wrong. They seemed entitled. Everyone acted like it was just routine to violate a patient's power of attorney and do an unnecessary exam and bill Medicare for it. They barely took responsibility for the medication error. They were unaccustomed to the family member of a patient asking them questions or expecting them to justify themselves. Maybe you can relate. But it's often going to be uncomfortable to tell someone to stop taking advantage of you. We should expect some pushback when we stand up for ourselves. I learned that this process is especially difficult for a patient or a caregiver. My mom felt betrayed by the way these caregiving companies did business. Her anxiety spiked when she got the bills for the exam. When she got the second bill notice, she was starting to crack. "I am feeling extremely vulnerable," she wrote to me in one email. "My mom already has a hard time sleeping, and this stressed her out." In addition to knowledge, you need to have grit and determination. You must have the will to fight, or you will not fight at all. Many people will see the tactics laid out in this book and think, "Oh no, is it really that hard?" My wife is a peacemaker, so some of the stuff I'm writing about in this book goes against her nature. I know she would do it if you pushed her hard enough, but it would be tougher for her than it is for me and others like me. You may have to dig deep to find the motivation to go into battle.